We've all seen the ads, a miracle medicine with a laundry list of side effects. Those are old news. You need to try dipsiaphine. If you ever feel weak, incompetent, or nervous when you're called on to dip in a clan war, dipsiaphine can help. One dose a week will have you attacking like a champ, and your clanmates will wonder what happened. If you're interested in dipsiaphine, call 1-800-978-3342. Never consult a doctor or physician before using. Dipsiaphine is recommended for those who are pregnant and below the age of 3. Welcome in to the Clash Room. It's Drake. I'm back again. Episode something. I don't even know at this point. And it's been a while, but I've got some New Year's Clash illusions to talk about today. I promise I'm not copying the Crystal to Join podcast. This was my idea first. I put it in Discord, and they stole it. Or Carl stole it. Or maybe he came up with it on his own, and we're both just geniuses, so we both came up with it. But either way, we are talking some New Year's Clash illusions. But before I do that, I want to bring up a couple things I've seen about possible in-game content. I saw a Twitter post with... It was Supercell saying, what would you like to see brought to the game in 2021? And one thing that I just thought was really smart was someone said a AI, like, general clan for lower town halls. So this would be really nice because I've seen this if there's not a spot in one of the clans I normally am in with one of my bigger accounts. When I have a town hall, you know, even a town hall 7 or below, it's basically impossible to find a clan that isn't all Town Hall 7s and only donating crappy troops. So this idea was an AI clan that you could join. It could be lots of people. It would auto-donate so many troops, and it would match you in wars without, you know, the new people having to figure that out or get unbalanced. So I just thought that was a really good idea. Even if it was only the lowest of Town Halls, like maybe Town Hall, I don't know, Town Hall 5 and down. Another thing that I saw people saying, this isn't as much of an idea as just something they were saying, is that nerfing Zap actually didn't just nerf the Zap attacks. Bases were having to be so different because you couldn't put all your strong buildings together that it's made all attacking harder since they nerfed Zap because bases have evolved to where they're hardest to attack. So if you remember like the pre-Zap days, it was always Clan Castle, Eagle, in the middle. Doesn't matter. Town Hall can be on the outside, and often Expos, too, are in the middle. And when Zap was the thing, the best bases that worked the best actually had the Clan Castle and Eagle separate, often, you know, kind of 2 points of a diamond-shaped base. And since Zap has gone away, or at least, you know, the really strong Zap has gone away, they've kind of... The base metas have moved back to being those two in the middle, and it's really hard to draw the Clan Castle now, kind of like it was before. So I think it was still a good decision on Supercell's part to nerf Zap. I just think it, you know, complicated things, especially for attacks like that start with a Queen Walk where you've got to get Town Hall or Eagle and the CC, you know, like homies or hybrid, whatever you want to call it. It can be really tricky if the CC is right in the middle to fight the whole way through and even just get a hog or something in to lure the CC now. I've been struggling with that. People into having really well-protected Headhunter and Super Minion CCs, and you're basically screwed. Like, it's if you can't get it with the Queen Walk and you have to drop your main army to get to it, you can't triple because once things are messy and you've used some of your spells and it's just not as simple as Queen Walk and CC troops, and you're watching too many different things, it really can just destroy your Queen Walk, which means you don't get the value you want from that. Or, if you're like me, you wait until you get the value you want from your Queen Walk, even with the weird CC, and you end up with only a minute for your main attack, and you don't get it, and you get a 90% time fail, and you're sad, like me. So those are the two things I just wanted to mention at the beginning. And after that, let's get straight into the New Year's Clash illusions. So my first New Year's Clash illusion is to learn Lalo, and this is a pretty simple one. I'm going to kind of break these down into the goal, and then this is a real-life, not in-game thing, but my real-life productivity. I like to set a goal and then set weekly or monthly goals to get to that, and daily goals to get to the monthly, weekly goals. It makes it really easy to see if you're doing the things you need to do to get where you're headed. So I've kind of done that with those. With learning Lalo as my first resolution or clash solution, whatever you want to call it, it is just use it. I mean, I need to watch a few videos to get a good idea of how it works, but I basically already know. I mean, Yasui, your heroes, if you don't get a whole bunch of the base and all the good defenses, you're not going to get it. So I'm going to work on Sui's outside of just Lalo, because not every base can be Lalo, but just about any base you can start with a Sui, depending on your attack. So I do want to work on those, and I think they're just a great tool to have even if you're not doing Lalo, even if it's just drags or with a regular attack. So that's the first one, learn Lalo, and to break it down, I'm just going to use it, and that should get us there. All right, clash solution number two is to max offense for my Town Hall 13. So that would be army camps, everything in the lab. If I don't get everything in the lab done, at least all the troops that I use. And then max heroes and max CC. So I'm already pretty well on my way to this. I have my CC maxed. Two of my four camps are maxed. And a few troops I've upgraded because I had some hammers and books and stuff that I've been sitting on as a near max Town Hall 12. So I'm getting there with that. The kind of daily things or monthly things, one is I need to buy the pass. It's just, I don't know if it's even mathematically feasible to max your offense in a year without buying the pass. The discount is such a big deal, and also the books, and I think the loot bonus is just something that you don't appreciate enough because it comes at such an awkward time that it seems more like an irritation than a great thing. But I mean, what is it? 25 million loot is just unbelievable. That can get you through like two or three upgrades in your lab, or, you know, the Dark Elixir is normally two hero upgrades. So I really like that. So buy the pass is one. And then in between CWL, I'm going to have to get into some sort of rhythm of CWL and then keep heroes down for like 2 weeks. So I thought about pushing during CWL, even though that's a lot because you have the daily attacks to then be pushing as well. But that frees me up to push and then drop when my heroes are down. And I'm going to try and store up a lot of elixir and gold, and or not gold, elixir and dark elixir, so that I can put both of at least two heroes down at a time. Because attacking without one hero is basically awful. So it's no worse to attack with two without two, in my opinion. So I'd rather be down for a shorter period of time, even if it's worse. Maybe use super goblins when I'm out of heroes and just get more loot so I can keep them down. But it's going to mean less warring, which is disappointing because I'm a new Town Hall 13. I'd love to go learn all the strategies, but I also want to be a max Town Hall 13. And the main reason for that is one of my last clash solutions. Clash solution number three, and that is to get my Town Hall 5 to a Town Hall 7 and be able to play a tournament with that. So I want to say, I forget who all it was from the community, but a bunch of people have done the Town Hall 7 tournaments, and it seems really fun. I love Town Hall 7 when I had an account there, so I want to get a Town Hall 5 back to that, not really work on upgrading it, just get it to a max Town Hall 7, which I can do in even only like a couple months. And I want to start doing some of the competitive stuff. That can be a little bit tough for me just because of my schedule, and most of those things, it's not very flexible. It's like, you know, a couple hour wars, so I also might try and get some people to help me with that. I know that I was in contact with the head of the Town Hall 7 community Discord, and I want to say it was Hup, did really well in that tournament. So I might get him to give me some strategies. I always just use hogs, but I don't know. Maybe those don't work. Maybe they're anti-hog bases once you're doing it competitively. So that's a pretty simple one. Just upgrade a 5 to a 7. Probably what I'll do is rush the defenses and then just upgrade them as it comes, because I want to learn to attack really well, and I don't care if I'm getting smeared on defense. And also it's easier to, I think at the lower town halls, it's faster to rush and then catch up. And I'm not going to be warring with it probably, so it's not really that much of a downside to rush. And clash solution number four is get some guests on my podcast. It is a little bit tricky because of my totally inflexible and unpredictable schedule, but I really think I can do it, and this might have to wait until I'm at college. Hopefully I have enough time at college that I can still be doing my podcast on the side, take a couple hours a week to plan and do those. But I want to, I've been watching some streams more, so that's on my daily things for this. I need to be watching streamers and making relationships there, and then just I'm starting a presence on Twitter just to be able to get a few more listeners because I don't want to invite someone to come onto my podcast and it gets 9 listens. So, if you want to tell anyone about my podcast, that would be great. If you are ashamed to listen to it and it is one of your guilty pleasures, then that's fine. Just keep it to yourself and enjoy it. Me and you, right here. That was weird. So anyway, yeah, number four is have some guests. And I'm not totally sure how I'm going to do that. I think just doing more podcasts will make me more popular. It'll give me name recognition, and that's how I'm going to get people to want to come listen to me. And this one, I mean, I don't really care if I'm popular. I'm doing this for like the 9 people that I talk to on Discord and we're friends. So, you know, that's a more of a New Year's hope than a New Year's resolution. And on to number five. This is probably the one you all have been waiting for. Clash Illusion number five, I need to triple Carl. If you followed the Crystal to Join podcast and my other podcasts, I think I've talked about it, but me and Carl now have an official bet, and the bet is, can I triple him before Town Hall 14 comes out or before 1 year goes by? So I've got to triple him this year and prefer, and hopefully Town Hall 14 is far away. If it's not, then I'm probably screwed, but we'll see what we can do. So, as for things I can do to be able to get to the place where I can triple Carl, I'm just upgrading stuff as fast as I can, stacking potions. I've been practicing a bunch of different strats that I'm not as comfortable with. I probably shouldn't say them because then Carl will pick a base to beat them, but you know what? I can just do something different. So, my main strats that I'm best with, Homies has carried over from Town Hall 12 to 13. I've been practicing it like crazy. In war, I've been able to take out some pretty big bases. I want to say I've hit so far in war 2 Town Hall 13s, which were not rushed but not maxed. So they were similar to me. I think one was my mirror and another one I hit up one. So I've just practicing against 13s is the biggest thing. I've done some friendly challenge practices and those were going okay. I was doing a bunch of challenges with Buck and I think the best I did was 90% 2-star. Now, I was not potioning my troops or my heroes, so that'll give me a couple extra percent and make things a little better. But also, Buck did not have a good CC, so I was able to just kind of ignore the CC and blow through it. If Carl chooses a headhunter, what's the CC he uses? I think it's headhunter and super minion. Then I really do have to watch out for that because whatever I use is the first part of my attack, whether it's a Sui. Or it's more of a walk or charge, that could really screw it up. So that is my plan to triple Carl. I'm buying the pass, I'm getting books, I'm watching the deals, even though I don't have any money right now. I'm watching the deals in case something comes up. If Town Hall 14 is announced in the next 2 months, I might be out of luck. But I guess this is a good time to announce this. This Saturday, which will be. I don't know what the date is, but look at the Saturday most recently after this podcast came out, and you'll find it. Most likely, it will be around 7:30 Eastern. I am going to be doing my first two attacks on Carl, so this is going to be really fun. I'm planning to stream it on Twitch if my parents aren't around. If they are around, I'm just going to do the attacks. I'll screen record and post it up in the Discords, my Discord and the Crystal to Join Discord. So I've been talking to Nob a little bit. We've been planning. I'm going to hopefully have someone to spot me once we have a plan, because this is basically the most serious I've ever been in an attack. I really want to do it. It would just make me happy to come out and first try, or second try even triple Carl. So Timmy dies first, and we'll move on from there. So what else do I have for today? I feel like this has been a short episode. Oh yeah, congrats to Clash on the Potty for a sponsorship. That's really cool. I was thought about doing it if Town Hall 14 is announced in the next couple months. I'm gonna have to get a sponsorship just so I can gem myself up so I can beat Carl, or start a Patreon or something. There has been talk in the Discords of doing a friendly war, and I think that would be awesome. What I suggested to Carl, and you guys will have to tell me what you think of this idea, a friendly war where everyone records, like. 3 to 5 minutes of them planning the attack. So only get the people who are willing to really be in and do a little extra work, maybe a 10v10 war or something like that, depending on what we can come up with. And so you have to record planning, and then we'll choose a squad of maybe 4 or 5 people and try and get at least one, maybe two of them to commentate each attack, and then smash it all together into a podcast and maybe a YouTube video and put it out there. So I feel like that would be a fun way to make the friendly war super serious, and only the most serious, or it's not even serious, most committed of the people in this community, but also everyone else. You know, even if you can't devote a whole afternoon to doing it, you can still enjoy it and be caught up in the fun. Take a ride on the hype train with us. So thought about that, and I don't know what, I think I've heard Carl talk about this, and maybe I think Dynamite mentioned something, or I don't know, I might be imagining that. But one thing we'd have to decide is if we want any Clash of Clans, like celebrities, even minor ones, just get them in. I know Dynamite has the connection, so if he's in, we might be able to do that. Or if we just want to have it be us and the people that we're in clans with, talking to on a daily basis. Either way is fine, so we'll have to discuss that, but we really do need to work it out. I'm yearning for a friendly war. Also, if we have a friendly war, before I triple Carl, I could attack him in it, and it would be epic. As for just what's been going on in the game lately, we had clan games. It's a while ago now, but it's after I recorded, so I felt like it was a really easy clan games, but the rewards weren't very good. It was just kind of like, I don't know, so-so rewards, even though it wasn't hard to get there. It just is kind of underwhelming. We did have some perfect wars in Back in Black. I think we had back-to-back perfect wars, and then a war where we only were one star off. So we were really killing over there. We did have a couple bad losses, just, I don't know, people taking, going for too much, and I'm guilty of this too, going for too much on attacks and ending up not getting anything. Or getting, you know, a 2-star on a dip or something like that. I did have a war where there was someone on the other clan named Drake, and I felt like I had to attack them, so I did. I tripled them. I went up. I was number 11, and they were number 9. It was a slightly rushed but decent 13, so I jumped up. I hit them for 3 stars and was able to pull that out, so that felt good, claiming the name, being the one to hold it. And being proud of it, but I think they had decent attacks, so maybe just everyone named Drake is a good attacker. I don't know. So that's what's been going on in wars. Just for general, like, in the wild attacks, I've been doing whatever army I've been practicing, which has been homies. I've been doing super witches. I've tried some e-drags, basically just a little bit of everything. I tried Pekka Bobat, and I even did some Lalo. I did some ice Lalo. So anything you can think of, I tried it. I tried dragons. I've just been going through, practicing, seeing what works for me. And then that's been one of my 2 attacks I've had trained for when you go on, you got 2 attacks trained up. The other one, I've just done e-drags and loons normally, and I have rages with them. Normally it's pretty easy to pull out maybe 60% with that. So that's kind of my attacks I've been alternating. I do want to do 1 attack here at the end, and this time I will post the base, or a link to the base, at least, in the podcast description, so that you can see what I'm talking about as I'm saying stuff and describing the attack. So we're going to do that next. I'm going to log off for a second here and get the wrong army out of the way, and then we will do that. All right, so I got my spam army out of the way, and I have my real army here. I'm not exactly sure what base I'm attacking, because I'm just going into the wild. So we'll see what I can find, but the army I'm rolling with is it's kind of a clickbaity YouTube army. It's a super witch, mainly super witches with healers, so it's 5 super witches, 4 healers, 2 loons, 2 super wall breakers, and 1 minion and 1 archer. As for spells, it is a rage in the CC, and then 4 lightning, 4 earthquake, which is enough to take out a big chunk of walls, and then a scatter and a crossbow too if you caught them with the quakes. And then I have 1 rage and 1 freeze. CC, I have my 9 hogs in my max CC now, and I have a barracks or siege barracks or whatever it's called. As for heroes, you want to use the king to funnel. The queen goes with the main army. The warden has a little bit of a walk to begin with to funnel the other side from the queen. And you want to save the champion to go with the hogs at the end. So my champion's level 5. The ability is nice now that I have that, but the champion is still pretty low and can't do a lot. So I can't depend on that for too much. But let's see how this goes. So I'm going into the wild now. Probably should have been looking for a base while I was talking so I don't run out of things to say. But first base I found is a little too upgraded for me, so I'm going to skip that one. And I'm looking for some base that has decent zap value. It doesn't have to be amazing, but I want to get more than just a scatter shot. So clouds aren't too bad right now, taking about 10 seconds in between each one. All right, these bases, a lot of the bases that this worked really well on, not because of the zap, but just because of the general army, are more ringy bases. Okay, I found one. So this is a slightly rushed Town Hall 13. It's got Town Hall 10 walls, but mainly upgraded defenses. So I am going to start with my Zap Quake, and I'm going to get an Inferno, the crossbow, and a scatter. So we got those. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so those are down. I've got a lot of the base gone already. 6% just with that. Drop the warden on the outside with one of the loons just to clear any mines. The base is generally square. You'll see it because I'll post it. If you can't look at it, it's just kind of square. It's got some segmented walls around the town hall in the middle. Eagle is over on the left side, and I'm going to start my troops more over there. King is going to funnel a little farther down the left. It sounded like the bottom. I guess it's the bottom. The bottom is where I'm going to start the king with the barracks, so that should get him in. I'm going to wall break him in and hopefully then get most of my troops right down the middle to the town hall. So Warden Walk is doing well. He's gotten us up to 15%, and we have 2 minutes left. So I'm going to drop the king right now. He does have a scatter to contend with, which is going to make it not as good value as I'd like, but I just dropped another loon over there by accident. Okay, so king is going towards the eagle. He's getting hammered. I'm going to pop his ability just in case he can get through. And then this funnel has set beautifully, so I'm just going to drop my witches. Eagle is still up. I would have liked to take it with the king, but I knew that wasn't realistic. So I've got most of my army down. I still have my royal champ. The warden is heading towards my army, and the super witches are putting out the big boys like they do, and it's looking good. So I'm going to wall break them in. Actually, you know what? They're going to go for the eagle. That's good. We'll let them go. I'm not going to wall break them. I'm going to let them do their thing and just drop the RC. A little late with the RC because of I wanted to send it with the hogs, and I wasn't paying attention, and I missed. So that's going through. I freezed a multi in there, but the RC is taking that down now. Pop the RC ability because the queen is on her. And okay, the RC almost dead, but I have a few healers left, so this could work out still. We've got a big boy on the town hall doing a little bit, and he's now down. So we are at 60%. This is not going to work out great. 60%. I have queen ability and an archer left. Just kind of drop in my minion and my archer around the edge to get some value. Thankfully, okay, yeah, so they're walking all the way around. The base worked how it's supposed to, and I'm probably going to time fail. They walked up and to the left from where I wanted them. I'm going to drop the queen ability because I only have 25 seconds left. So if I had gotten that king in how I wanted and then gotten my second wall break right, I think this could have been an easy triple. I basically just screwed myself over by rushing the funnel and I dropped the siege barracks a little too far out. I dropped it basically straight down at like 6 o'clock, and the P.E.K.K.A. went left. It should have gone right, and that's why I didn't get a funnel. So that's that. We got an 80% one star, which feels pretty bad. Still 5,000 dark elixir, so I like that. That is a good salve on the burn, but that's it. So that is all I have for today's episode. It's a little shorter than normal, but I got things to do and parents to not be seen by. So thank you all for listening. Hope it was fun. Hope you learned something, and that's it.